This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, we're going to have a G-Day. We're going to have a G-Day. DJ Seattle, invade the beaches. Take out Antifa. Take out the warlord. Invasion of Seattle has begun. The siege of Seattle. It's like Stalingrad. Was it Stalingrad? I think that was the name, was it? Or maybe Leningrad. The siege of Leningrad. That's what it is. Stalin was, of course, the leader. Leningrad was the town. The siege of Leningrad. We're storming the beaches of Seattle to fight the warlord. What a situation. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. And what's even more crazy, if I name this DJ Seattle or the Siege of Seattle, I will also name everything that's happening in America today Salem Witch Hunt Part 2. Because you are burning conservatives at the stake and burning police TV shows at the stake and burning UCLA professors at the stake if you disagree with what they say. Look at the head of the NAACP in Las Vegas, what she said about me. It's hilarious. Can you imagine if I issued the same press release? She basically said, how dare you march? Only one group can march. Black people, that's it. If you're not with Black Lives Matter, how dare you march? You'll get us angry. And if you get us angry, people will die. Cops will die. Because emotions are running high and Wayne Root's divisive. People will die. What you're saying is you'll kill them. You're not saying I'll kill them because I don't kill anybody. Nobody on my side kills anybody. I got the nicest salt of the earth people in the world. What you're admitting is your crowd, your Antifa Black Lives Matter crowd, will kill people because they're angry and emotions are high. Because Wayne Root said police lives matter. I never said anything racist or racial. I just said I love cops. And my parade is for cops. So this is the amazing double standard going on in America today. All part of the Salem Witch Hunt Part 2. And the other big part is what's going on in Seattle. Can you imagine if Wayne Root was the governor of Nevada? And Wayne Root was the mayor of Las Vegas? Just like now, I have two radio shows on KBET. It's Occupy Wayne Root. It's Occupy War on KBET. And can you imagine if Wayne Root was a white Republican mayor and a white Republican governor? Just go with me on this one. And a ultra-right extreme KKK group took over six city blocks on the Vegas Strip and around the Vegas Strip, destroying business, destroying tourism, taking command of areas with police stations, the mayor's office, and hotels and casinos held hostage. No business in Las Vegas. And they were KKKers with white hoods who screamed about killing black people. Can you imagine if Wayne Root, the governor, said, oh, it's not going on. I don't know anything about it. That's what the governor of Washington said. What, someone's taking over Seattle? I don't know what you're talking about. And the mayor's rooting them on. Can you imagine if Wayne Root, the white Republican mayor, said, there's a group of white extremists taking over the city. That's great. No problem. Hey, Trump, go away. We don't want you. Or excuse me, whoever the president is. Obama, go away. We don't want you. Can you imagine? All right, so go a step further. It's not only Wayne Root, the white Republican governor and mayor. It's Barack Obama, my college classmate, the black Democrat president. And I said, hey, Obama, get lost. Screw you. We don't need you. We don't mind that extremists with white hoods have taken over Las Vegas. Can you imagine the uproar? Can you imagine the end of my career as mayor and governor? I'd lose both jobs at once. Can you imagine the people screaming, racist, racist, racist? But if Antifa takes over Seattle, including a crazy warlord now in charge, and they have a list of demands that are insane, end all police, let out all prisoners. I'm going to read you the list again in a few minutes. I started to read some of it yesterday. They're extreme madmen on the left. So the leftist mayor, so it's a good comparison, right? The mayor and governor are Democrats. But I didn't think they were insane, communist, radical, loopy, nutty, flaky Democrats who want to destroy America. But see, they all are now. If I, as the Republican white governor, took the side of white extremists taking over my city, wouldn't they say Wayne Root must be one of them? So that means you must all be part of Antifa, Governor Jay Inslee. And mayor, whatever your name is, of Seattle, who really cares? Some communist, nutty, feminist, fruitcake mayor, who cares? Who cares? She's just a nut, a flake. I don't know what she is. I don't know if she's straight, gay, white, black. I have no idea. I've never seen her in Seattle. She's a communist, I guarantee that. And she actually was making comments about President Trump, stay away. Go back in your bunker. We don't need you. Can you imagine if I said I was mayor of Vegas? I said, we don't need you. This white extremist taking over Vegas, and we don't need you. What are you doing about it? Nothing. They're celebrating. They're dancing in the street. They're making a mockery of the United States of America. Just like, by the way, can you imagine if I put out a press release like the NAACP of Las Vegas woman who put out a press release yesterday that basically, you know, if you can't admit it says what I'm saying, again, you have to read a little between the lines. They're smart enough. It's a little bit subtle. But basically they're saying you can't march because you don't agree with us. You can't have an opinion because you don't agree with us. If your opinion doesn't agree with us, you're a racist. And oh, by the way, for you to have an opinion different than us in March means you're going to stir up people on my side and people are going to get killed. And that's your fault. Can you imagine if I said that to Black Lives Matter or the NAACP? How dare you march? Me and my white people are going to march. My white extremists with hoods are going to march. And if you think anything other than David Duke, you're going to cause violence and divisiveness, and cops will get hurt, and people on the protesters on your side will get killed. She said that to me. So she's saying she will threaten. That's a threat. Her people would kill or hurt my people. And would kill or hurt policemen. And it would be my fault because I shouldn't have had the march in the first place. And it's the same thing happening in Seattle. This horrible double standard. This racist double standard. That on the left they can say any horrible thing about conservatives, Republicans, white people, Jews. They seem to hate Jews. But you can't say anything to them. And you're allowing them to take over a city and make a mockery of the Constitution, law and order, the rule of law, everything America believes in. Making a mockery of our country to the rest of the world. Why would anyone fear a war with America if we let hoodlums take over our own city and declare it an autonomous country? Why would you fear it? This whole country has lost its mind, and all you have to do is apply everything right-wing to everything they're doing left-wing. I'm trying to think of what, like Republicans like me love cop shows. So all I do is watch cop shows, and you're trying to take every one of them off the air. So let me think, what are liberals like? What kind of TV shows do snowflakes like? Whatever they like. What does that say again, Chris? Dancing with the Stars. Okay, snowflakes like Dancing with the Stars. Can you imagine if I canceled every show that liberals liked because it offends me? That's it. Oh, no, better than that, Chris. How about MSNBC? I cancel Rachel Maddow because she's divisive and causing problems. She's got to be canceled. I would cancel Chris Lemon, Chris Cuomo and Don Lemon. But they've got to be canceled because their view is different than mine. And let's now examine what the NFL wanted to do. Don't forget, I got to bring it back to the NFL. It was only a week ago that the NFL proposed if you hire a black head coach, you move up in the draft and get a higher draft pick. And if you hire a black general manager, you get an even higher draft pick. And if you hire a black coach and a black general manager, you get an even higher draft pick. And if you keep both of them for 2 years or longer and don't fire them, you get an extra draft pick. A fourth round pick out of the blue because you kept two black people in a job. So let's put it in terms that conservatives can understand. Well, or how about Jews, right? I'm Jewish. I believe out of, so what is it, 32 teams. Hold on, let me do the math. Hold on, I'm going to do the math right in front of you. There are 32 teams in the National Football League, and they each have a roster of, what, 50 players, I think? So that's 1,600 players. 1,600 players in the NFL. I believe there's one Jew, Julian Edelman. I believe that's the only Jew in the NFL. I'm Jewish. I love seeing Jewish players. I want to see Jewish quarterbacks and Jewish running backs. Can I say that you'll get a higher draft pick if you pick a Jewish running back? That's kind of funny, actually. I don't believe I think in the entire NFL, there's one white running back. Forget Jews. There's only one right running back, Christian, whatever his name is, on Charlotte. He's one of the best running backs in the NFL. Amazing guy, Christian something. Can't remember his name. He's from Stanford. And he's the only white running back in the entire NFL, I believe. So there are no white people at running back. So I'm going to demand a Jewish running back and a Jewish quarterback. Can you imagine that team? Shlomo at quarterback and Finkelstein at running back. That team would finish 0-16, guaranteed. But I'm demanding it. You'll give them higher draft picks if they pick the Jewish quarterback, higher draft picks if you pick the Jewish running back, and if you pick a Jewish general manager, too. Well, actually, there probably are Jewish general managers. I'll bet there are. There's probably a lot of Jewish general managers. But, see, that's my point. That's my point right there. There it is. I want performance. Evidently, Jews are very smart people. My people are very smart people. And they're lawyers, they're doctors, they're stockbrokers, they're financiers, they're hedge fund managers. And they're really good at being general managers. I guarantee you, because I know there are quite a few Jewish general managers in baseball. Right? What's the name of the one from the Red Sox, Chris? I know you know. He's the guy that built the Red Sox. And they won the World Series under him. He's fantastic.
Yeah, Theo Epstein.
Theo Epstein.
Now he wants to hire minorities in Chicago.
So here's my point. Let's demand Theo Epstein be hired as the starting pitcher for the Red Sox instead of the general manager. Okay? Because otherwise it's a stereotype. Jews are smart, they're general managers, but they can't be players. Let's switch it around. I want a black general manager and I want a Jewish starting pitcher. If it doesn't work, is it okay? Can you keep them as the people pay huge money to sit in the seats and the product sucks? No, we want performance. I'm white. You know who I want in the NFL? Whatever player's the best. If he's black, great. I seriously doubt a Jewish quarterback would work in the NFL. I seriously doubt it. But general manager, maybe. I'm Jewish. I could say these things. General manager, it should be white or black or Jewish or a woman or gay. I couldn't care less. As long as they make a winning team. It's all that matters. Performance.
Our world has changed. When you venture out of your home, face coverings are the new normal. But the kind you use really matters because not all offer the same protection, and we all want the best protection from dangerous particles and bacteria. A highly recommended consumer covering is the Boomer Naturals 30-day, 30-use protective face cover in sizes for adults and children. Made with three cloth layers infused with nano-silver technology, it can reduce particles getting to your nose and mouth. Many studies show how effective nano-silver technology is when used in face coverings. It's also very comfortable. Easy to breathe and speak with, and it's made for long wear, breathable protection, even for those with sensitive skin. These face covers can be used up to 30 days. Just hand wash with soap and water at the end of each day of use. Boomer makes these very affordable at less than 30 cents a day. So stock up now for the whole family at BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. Get free shipping and handling when you spend $50. That's code WARRADIO20 when you shop at BoomerNaturals.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need. to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, so I was just talking about how ridiculous the Seattle situation is. Basically, as a warlord, I can't believe I'm saying this. Seattle's been taken over by a warlord. I'm not joking. Can you imagine if you popped in, you know, if you were just like somewhere in another world, you were on vacation in Tahiti, and you didn't follow the news for like 6 months, and you popped in, you returned to Vegas today, or you turned to Connecticut today, and you turned on the Wayne Allen Root Show on USA Radio Network, and you heard me say that Seattle's being run by a warlord who's extorting money from businesses and won't let people walk into their own homes with that money. And yet, the mayor and the governor make believe it's not happening. And the media, a total blackout in the mainstream media on the fact that their town has been taken over by hooligans and thugs and communist anti-fa pieces of human garbage, subhuman thugs. Wow. The media won't even cover it. Look at this, total blackout. And by the way, a friend of mine, he's a conservative, but his friend is a liberal in Seattle. So he called his liberal friend in Seattle and said, "Oh my God, what's going on? Your town's been taken over by thugs. They've declared it another country. It has nothing to do with America. And they've got City Hall and they've got a police station." He said, and the guy in Seattle, the liberal in Seattle, said, "What are you talking about? I don't know anything about this. It's not on the news. I watched the news. There's nothing on the news about this. Seattle's been taken over by a warlord, by terrorists. They've got guns and roadblocks, and they won't let the police in. And the people of Seattle don't know it because it's not on the liberal news. Because this is what happens when you let liberals run your world." So it could go either way. Liberals think right now, I believe they think, they've got Trump where they want him. And they may, by the way, because Trump has to shut this down now. So maybe they do have him where they want him, and America's looking at this and going, "Are you crazy? If this is happening under Trump, then who needs Trump? if he can't stop it. Maybe that's one way to look at it. And the other way, which is the way I think is happening, is that Americans, especially black Americans who are middle class, black people own homes, black people own stores, black people with children, families, husband, wife with children, and a house to protect, those kind of black people are going to vote for Trump and Republicans because they want safety. They want law and order. They're going to look at this and go, oh my God, can you imagine America under a Democrat president? Look what's going on in all of the cities that are riots. It was Democrat cities with Democrat mayors, with Democrat governors. All the riots were in Democrat cities, and now you've got a city taken over by hooligans. And they think they're in charge. And the media won't report it. So I think Democrats are barking up the wrong tree. I think they're killing themselves. Anybody who looks at this is going to vote Republican. Seattle Autonomous Zone now has a heavily armed warlord as crime spikes 300%. His name is Chaz. He hasn't been around even a week, and crime is up 300% in Seattle. But let's disband the police. Let's put social workers in charge. Oh, my God. Seattle's new autonomous zone, a six-block area established by protesters after the police and National Guard pulled out of the city's Capitol Hill neighborhood, now is a heavily armed warlord, and he's enforcing the streets. SoundCloud rapper Raz Simone and his entourage have claimed the Capitol Hill autonomous zone, which is called Chaz, as their country. It's their territory. And they've already been filmed regulating when a man wouldn't stop spraying graffiti over an urban art installation, telling him, we are the police of this community now. Wow. A SoundCloud rapper. Folks, I know I must be out of it. I used to be pretty hip, you know. I grew up in an Italian neighborhood surrounded by black town, went to an all-black high school, thought I was pretty hip. I don't even know what a SoundCloud rapper is. The hell's a SoundCloud rapper? I know what a rapper is. I don't know what a SoundCloud rapper is. He's the warlord in an Antifa insurgency in a controlled autonomous zone in Seattle. We're living in a joke. We're living in a nightmare. This isn't even a dream. It's a nightmare. And homeless people who are invited to this new territory, it's not Seattle anymore, it's Chaz. Homeless people are invited to Chaz, stole all the food, so Antifa needs vegan supplies. One Twitter user said, gotta say I'm impressed. It usually takes Marxists 3 or 4 months to achieve starvation. They did it in a couple of nights. That's a great line. I know how to solve the problem, folks. I got the answer. We got to surround the entire autonomous zone with National Guard troops and tanks. And we got to call in the Army Corps of Engineers to build a fence around the entire autonomous zone. Nobody's able to leave and nothing gets in. Shut off the electricity, the sewer, the water, and the garbage. Shut it all off. No, nothing will help them. Nothing. No food, no water. And as they starve, they'll come out. As they come out, arrest them, send them to Guantanamo, and try them for terrorism.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump in Dallas, Texas, talking police reform and the economy.
We're working on a lot of different elements having to do with law, order, safety, comfort, control. But we want safety. We want compassion. We want everything. What happened 2 weeks ago was a disgrace when you see that. What happened on numerous occasions over the last 2 weeks, people were killed.
Regarding another coronavirus relief package, senior advisor to President Trump, Kevin Hazlett, tells MSNBC what the administration is looking for to determine if one is necessary.
We've built a bridge to July, really, with the existing legislation. And what we need to do now is watch the evolution of the disease, how it responds to opening up.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Show Generation Radio Show. I like discounts, and I bet you do too. If you're age 50 or older, the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC for short, has plenty of discounts available for their members. Airlines, hotels, restaurants, auto insurance, and help with your Medicare plans. What I like most about AMAC is they understand my values, and they're fighting for them every day. Unlike the other guys that just talk a good game, AMAC is actually holding to my biblical Christian American constitutional values. It feels good to belong to a true American organization. Why don't you join me by calling them at 855-696-7930. That's 855-696-7930. Again, the number is 855-696-7930. And use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg. And get your first year on me.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Roots on USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered, because that's what I do. You know, there's nobody in the world who could talk 3 hours a day and not get sentence taken out of context. Liberals listen to every word of the show, every word, every sentence, try and grab something to ruin me, and they don't understand. I'm from the Donald Trump school. Come on! I don't really give a crap what you think or what you say. Let's go for it! Liars. Boomer Naturals is the sponsor of this segment of the show, by the way. Everyone knows I'm on record. I hate masks. I hate face coverings. I think they look horrible. You look around and everyone around you looks like a bank robber. This isn't the United States of America. It's ridiculous. But there's no choice. You have to wear them in some places. Some banks, including my business bank and my UPS store and Costco and some supermarkets, they make you wear masks. And I know every restaurant I go out to eat now, thank God in Vegas, I don't wear any mask at any restaurant, but all the employees have to wear masks. So if you're going to wear a mask, I've got the best mask in the world for you. I bring 5 of them everywhere I go in my car, and then I clean whichever one I use that night and then put it back in the car. So I'm always 5 deep with my face coverings. Boomer Naturals has the best face coverings. 30-day, 30-use protective face cover in sizes for adults and children, and this is nationwide, not just in Vegas, even though they have a retail store in Vegas, a giant one. They are nationwide on the World Wide Web. So check them out, BoomerNaturals.com. BoomerNaturals.com. And use code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20% on every order. Their face masks, or they don't call them face masks, they call them coverings. Face coverings are made with 3 cloth layers infused with nano-silver technology. Many studies show how effective nano-silver technology is when used in face coverings. You can use them for 30 days. They make them very affordable at less than 30 cents a day. Stock up for the whole family now at BoomerNaturals.com and use the code WARRADIO20, BoomerNaturals.com, WARRADIO20 to get 20% off. War Radio standing for Wayne Allen Root, by the way. We've got our guest here, Cheryl Chumley from the Washington Times, opinion editor for the Washington Times, author of The Devil in D.C., Winning Back the Country from the Beast in Washington. Cheryl Chumley, Wayne Allen Root, how are you?
Hey, how's it going, Wayne?
It's going great. I'm just amazed that we live. If you had been gone for 6 months at Tahiti on the beach, not following the news, you jump back in the world today. You tuned on the show and you heard Wayne Root talking about the new country of Chaz in the autonomous zone in Seattle. You would just go, "What the? The F? What the hell? How's that possible?"
Yeah, that peaceful zone, right? Which I just heard a few minutes ago on TV that they just caught a woman who was flame-throwing cars. She was shooting flames at cars and burning them up. This is peaceful zone, the Democrats.
Well, don't forget, it's run by a warlord. It's run by a warlord, a black rapper warlord, who they said rapes women. He sexually assaults women. He's running it all. And they're extorting store owners, and they won't let people hear this one. You can't go in your house till you pay a fee.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, so, I know businesses were being shaken down, but I didn't know residents as well.
Yeah, so here's my question. This is a legitimate question. Why does anyone pay property taxes? It's for police, right? And it's to make sure that my property belongs to me, and you're going to protect it. If you live in that zone, it's time to never pay property taxes again, even once they free it. And whatever they have to do to these people, whether they kill them, whether they arrest them, whether they shoot and injure them, whether it's a shootout, whether it's a hostage situation, or whether it's just a peaceful end, and we take them all off to Guantanamo and put them on trial for terrorism. When you get back to your home and your business in that zone, I would never pay property taxes again. Screw the government. They don't protect you. They're worthless. They're good for nothing.
Yeah, why would you? You know, this mayor there, the Democrat mayor, is the one that just told police that they could not use tear gas for at least 30 days. So they basically took away the one tool the police had to try and clear these protesters slash thugs, because they're not protesters, right? They've taken over the streets of this community. She took away the one tool they had without using their guns. And so now all these thugs in the street know this, and so they if they weren't emboldened before, they certainly are now.
Yeah, and it's funny because I see you wrote a column, I guess, about Mad Max and Mel Gibson. And I literally have on my screen, I mentioned it on the show, so I'm not making it up. I've mentioned it for like 5 days now. I'm going to write a column called Mad Max Meets the Purge. That's what America would look like without policemen. Mad Max meets the Purge, right? You'd have an alarm go off at when it gets dark, and until the sun comes up the next morning, you're going to be dead. If you walk the streets, you'll be dead. Is that what people really want?
I don't understand it, because the end game, it doesn't make sense. Dismantle police, defund police departments, abolish entire law enforcement, the structure of law enforcement. Where does that lead? So now all these hostile people in the streets will have carte blanche to steal and pillage as they want. Who do you call? And certainly the people who are doing the looting, they're going to be targets themselves eventually. Who are they going to call? I guess what they want is just utter chaos and utter anarchy, where the lowest common denominator gets to rule.
Well, it's sure a nightmare, I could tell you that much. And I think the people at most risk, and that's why I think it's going to go a little different than Democrats think. I think Trump wins in a romp. Because, and I know the polls at the moment aren't showing that, but I think the polls were all crooked. They don't poll likely voters. They poll the wrong voters. Most Trump voters won't speak to a pollster. My phones ring all day long, by the way, Cheryl. My phones ring all day long with polls, and the minute I see it on the call screen, I don't answer it. So I don't answer polls. I don't trust that the people who answer polls are Republicans. Most of them are Democrats. So I think the polling is just as bad as it was in 2016 when they said Trump would lose by double digits, and he won. I think he's going to win again, and he's losing by double digits. They claim. So I think that most black people who are law and order black people, they own a home, they own a business, and they have a family and they have kids. I think most of those black people are going to be changing their minds and voting for Trump, because they could see that what happens if you defund police and you let Democrats take control. They've seen the riots, they've seen the burning, they've seen the looting, they've seen the death of police officers, a black police officer in St. Louis. I think black people are going to move the needle towards Trump. That's what I think. And I think I'll be proven right in November.
Well, I certainly agree that the polls are always skewed. They're always skewed in favor of Democrats. And they're especially skewed when it comes to this president. I mean, it's ridiculous to think that Joe Biden is leading Trump on anything, except maybe, expertise at campaigning from a basement. I just don't see how Joe Biden is leading Trump in any polls that are being truthful. And as far as the black vote, I mean, Donald Trump, you can't escape the fact that Donald Trump has done great things for the black community in America in terms of the economy and jobs. And I don't think, like you said, law and order black people are going to forget that just because that there was a black man killed horrifically by a white police officer. But it was an occasion that drew this entire nation together in outrage, black, white, whatever ethnic background you are. Everybody hated the death of George Floyd and thinks these police officers need to be held accountable. So I don't think Trump is going to lose votes because of this. I think Democrats are actually turning the stomachs of law and order Americans right now.
Well, the problem is, once again, a lot of big news stories are being suppressed. For instance, it's very clear that Barr and Durham are bearing down very close to going after and indicting some of the top Democrats that worked for Barack Obama. It's very clear that the Senate is subpoenaing a lot of the top Democrats that worked for Obama. It's very clear that Terry McAuliffe, who's probably one of the smartest Democrats in the United States of America strategy-wise, just said the other day in a private fundraiser, and someone had a video and it leaked out. He said that Joe Biden's in the basement and that's where we want to keep until Election Day. And the average American is so ignorant, they just don't have a clue any of this is going on. They don't even know about the video because the media keeps them in the dark. The media treats Americans like mushrooms. They keep them in the dark and they tell them nothing. And so Terry McAuliffe tells you the secret of the Democrat Party. They've got a guy who's going to be, in their mind, the next president, who's got such bad dementia, doesn't know where he is. They want to hide him in the basement for the next 6 months. They know that's their only chance to win is if nobody hears him. Can you imagine?
But this is the same media that was at work, busily at work, bringing Hillary Clinton into the White House. And we all know how that turned out. And I think the more and more, as weeks go by, more and more Americans become aware of just how far left the media is and how complicit the media is in helping bring Democrats to power. So I do think there's a vast silent majority out there that is going to vote for Republicans, going to vote for Donald Trump this November, no matter what the polls, no matter what CNN say.
Yeah, I mean, I know you're not a legal expert. I should have got a legal expert on the show to ask the following question, but maybe you have the answer for me, Cheryl. What are the president's rights to supersede a mayor and a governor when part of their state's been taken over and they refuse to do anything about it, and it's no longer in the minds of the hostage takers, it's not even a part of the United States? Doesn't Trump have a right to say, screw the governor, screw the mayor, I'm sending in the military? He must have that right. This is an insurrection. He must have that right.
I can't speak to the legal right because, like you said, I'm not an expert. But what I can say is nobody's paying attention to the Constitution on the Democrat side right now. It seems to be that whatever the Democrats want the Constitution to be, they will make it be. So I say Trump takes some quick action to put a stop to this violence and then let the Democrats cry about it later.
Cheryl Chumley, opinion editor for the Washington Times, author of The Devil of D.C., winning back the country from the beast in Washington. Thanks for coming on the show. Always appreciate it, Cheryl.
Thanks, Wayne.
Stay on the line. I want to talk to you for a minute, so don't go anywhere, Cheryl. Wayne Allyn Root, The Warrior, USA Radio. We shall return. The website, by the way, rootsforamerica.com. We shall return. Wayne Allyn Root for the MAGA Mall. TheMAGAMall.com. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves in offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls-Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the, T-H-E-MAGA-M-A-G-A, mall, M-A-L-L.com. themagamall.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1-ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1-ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 Silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to FinestKnown.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists try to destroy us right now, will not and cannot succeed, because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com, or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Raw and unfiltered.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. In today's world, especially with the economic shutdown and slowdown we've all just experienced, violent crime is on the rise. Will you or your family be the next victims? What if I told you you can learn to protect yourself and your loved ones for free? For my personal protection, I recommend training at FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there free of charge. Yes, it's true, but there are limited spaces. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge. No hidden surprises or catches. Supply limited. Enter frontsight.com/radio. After your first free course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. See you at FrontSight.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, Real Water, sponsor of this segment of the show. I love my real water. I drink my real water all day. I bring it to restaurants with me. I bathe in it. I'm just kidding. I don't bathe in it. I take jacuzzis and fill them with real water. I'm just kidding. I don't. Chris is laughing. I just kid you because I love my sponsors and they're great. And I drink lots of real water. And I told my friends Brett and Amy, owners of Real Water, I wanted to offer my listeners a special deal. And they agreed. It's only available here. So you go to Amazon. You search Real Water. It's the blue rectangular bottle that says Real Water. What a surprise. And you add it to your cart. And when you proceed to check out, there'll be a coupon section. And in the coupon section, you put in 10 WAR. That's the number 10. And then WAR, W-A-R. No space between them. 10 WAR for Wayne Allyn Root. And you receive a 10% discount. And the Real Water will then be conveniently delivered right to your door. So you get a great taste, beneficial properties, negative ions, delivered right to your door, antioxidant properties, and you get 10% off. It's a very cool deal. I know you'll love it. Trust me. You'll taste and feel the difference. Real Water. So go to realwater.com if you want to check out more. Or go to Amazon and just order it through your account and put in 10 WAR. Simple as that. So the autonomous zone. Let's see if I can find out more about this warlord. There's got to be. Let's see. All isn't lost in the Republic of Chaz. That's what they're calling this new six-square-block area of Seattle that has been taken over by Antifa terrorists. These are, don't kid yourself, I want you to put yourself in the hands of an Islamic terrorist. You know, ISIS takes over six city blocks of Seattle. Are you telling me we wouldn't send in the army and we wouldn't kill them? What would we do? Let them dance in the streets while they take over America? No, we kill them. So why are you letting these people do it? And you go, oh, they're a bunch of rich kids. You can't kill them. And they're Americans. You can't kill them. They have guns and they've got roadblocks. If somebody tomorrow set up roadblocks on the Vegas Strip, let's just say on Tropicana and Flamingo, on those two cross streets, between those cross streets on the Vegas Strip, a bunch of Antifa guys wearing masks just put roadblocks in the middle of the road. They stop their van, put roadblocks up on one, stop their van, put roadblocks up on the other. Then they got out with AK-5s or AK-15s. AK-15s in their hand. Right? Are you joking? And they shut down the Strip and said, this is ours now? Wouldn't you send SWAT in to kill them? Of course you would.
They're threatening lives with a gun and taking over the street? I must be missing something. Is there a difference between this and robbing a bank? I don't know what the difference is. When people with guns rob a bank, don't the police come and kill them? I mean, I'm not saying they walk in and immediately kill them. They negotiate with them. They hold guns on them. They train guns on them. They have SWAT team ready to go. But when the SWAT team moves in, when they decide it's time, they move in and they shoot them dead. They're bank robbers. Nobody cares. Nobody's upset you killed bank robbers that were holding people hostage. This is a hostage situation. They control a city, inner city, including City Hall and a police station. And they're extorting money from store owners and people in houses. So don't you think maybe, just maybe, we need to literally, it's an invasion of American territory, and they're trying to steal American territory in the middle of America. You think maybe we're going to need to go in there and take it back? It belongs to the United States of America. It doesn't belong to Antifa. And if they point guns, if they never point guns at you, you just arrest them and you bring them to trial as terrorists. I think they should be flown immediately to Guantanamo in Cuba and put on trial for terrorism. But if they lift up their guns at, say, FBI hostage agents or FBI SWAT teams, or maybe just local Seattle police SWAT teams, or National Guard, or if we have to bring in the military and U.S. Army units are there, if they lift up their guns, you shoot them dead. It's that simple. Are you kidding me? There's not a problem there. There's nothing I'm saying that's wrong. I dare a liberal to tell me I'm wrong. To shoot a hostage taker dead who's taking over a town, including banks, so he is a bank robber, including City Hall, and pointing a rifle at you to shoot at you. The minute he does that, you shoot him dead. Are you kidding me? What's the problem? You can't let them take over parts of the United States of America, but I'm going to show you how nice I am. Instead of ever letting any blood get on our hands or on Trump's hands, because you know what the media will say, right? Even though Trump's 100% in the right, we have every right to walk in and take it back. And if you have to kill them, you have to kill them. Inch by inch. This is a battle. Why would you not battle terrorists? You have to. You can never give in to terrorists. But I'm going to be really nice, because the way I think it should be done to avoid bloodshed, even though I want to remind everybody, Bill Clinton sent federal agents in to take over that siege of Waco. Right? And the Davidian branch of Waco. What was that guy's name who ran it? David Koresh and the Davidian branch. And they set fires, and the next thing you know, everybody was dead. Lots of people died. I think it was like 60 dead, something like that, including women and kids. Lots of kids died. And nobody got mad at Clinton. I mean, a few right-wingers did, but in general, he escaped just fine. Can you imagine if Trump does the same thing, and he kills not women and children, but just Antifa, vicious thugs and punks who are terrorists who have taken over a town? They'll accuse Trump of being a murderer, and the media will try him, and the Democrats will impeach him, and they'll call him a terrorist, and this will all go on. So the nice thing to do is to just bring in the National Guard, surround this autonomous nation of Chaz. Yes, I can't believe I'm saying it. The nation of Chaz inside Seattle. Have the Army Corps of Engineers build a fence around the entire thing, or a wall around the entire area. Nobody can get out. And now cut off all the electricity, all the water, and all the sewer. And wait them out. And when they eventually come out, because they're starving and there's no water, so they will come out. And they'll have their hands up, and you don't have to kill a single person. And you put them on a plane, fly them to Guantanamo, and try them for terrorism. That's how you handle it. Simple as that. Wayne Allyn, the warrior.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.